The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games, and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on The Grave Talks, when we spoke to the dead, a conversation with author Ilyse S. Carter. Author Ilyse S. Carter joins us to discuss her new book, When We Spoke to the Dead, How Ghosts Gave American Women Their Voice, a captivating exploration of how the spiritualism movement reshaped faith, culture, and even feminism. It all began in 1848, when two sisters from upstate New York, the famous Fox sisters, claimed they could speak to the dead through mysterious knocks on the walls of their farmhouse. Their story sparked a global fascination that transformed parlors into seance rooms and gave rise to one of the most influential movements of the 19th century. Spiritualism wasn't just about ghosts, it was about change. Mediums, often women, claimed to channel the voice of the departed through raps, trances, and automatic writing, gaining social power in a world that rarely let them speak. Today, we'll step into the seance room where belief met rebellion and the voices of the dead helped shape the living. Today on The Grave Talks, when we spoke to the dead, a conversation with author Ilyse S. Carter. Ilyse, thank you very much for talking with me today. This is a subject I've been fascinated by, the spiritualist movement, for a long, long time. You literally wrote the book on it.
Thank you. I wrote one of them. I mean, there are a bunch of
them. There are a bunch of them, but you did write the book on it.
I did. I wrote a book on it. I felt like it was something it was time historically, like putting my public historian hat on. I felt like it was kind of something that we needed to think about again. It was like a good time to sort of blow the dust off the movement and take another look at it.
It is really interesting when you look back on it that it took off the way that it did. Where do you trace kind of the start of the spiritualist movement back to?
There are two answers to that. One is like, there's sort of a long historical root to it, which goes back through like 18th century European thinking with medical practitioner named Franz Mesmer, from whom we get mesmerism, who's kind of the godfather of hypnosis. And he did something that was called magnetic healing, and that becomes a big thing. And then Emanuel Swedenborg was a theological scholar who also sort of was starting to write about at that time notions of being able to speak with spirits or the departed. So there's that. When you're talking about America and sort of when it kicks off and everybody, it becomes more of a Americanized, this American trend of doing seance and magnetic healing and speaking, examining what happens to the soul in the afterlife. That starts in 1848 with the Fox sisters. And the Fox sisters were farm girls they lived outside of the nearest big city was Rochester, New York. But they did not live in Rochester. That was, you know, that was the big city that was still a ways away. And they started off by telling their neighbors, you know, like, oh, there's a ghost that lives in our house and we can communicate with it. And it makes these rapping noises, these knocking noises. And of course, the neighbors are fascinated. There is really not a lot to do in Hydesville, New York in 1848. And they come by and lo and behold, like it's very weird that the family's like, we're going to go to sleep. You want to watch? And but okay. I mean, I guess good neighbors. And the girls, you know, everybody settles down into their beds and they start hearing these cracking, knocking noises. And the neighbors are, of course, like, oh, my God, you know, there are spirits here and they're communicating with us and we can ask them things. So from there, it just kind of spreads out to the neighborhood and then to the upper New York state and upper and western New York. Near Canada, you know, way up. I'm from New York City proper, so it's all upstate to me, but that area of New York, everything north of the Bronx is like upstate. And they don't call it that. That's a Manhattan snottiness I have. But that area of New York was called the Burned Over District. And for some reason, like if you wanted to start a new religion in America, that was a really good spot for it. The Mormons come out of the area, Seventh-day Adventists, and a bunch of other things I think we'd qualify as cults because they just didn't quite take off in the same way. So the sisters are up there and they start to get people who are very interesting. And to backtrack just a little, these two sisters are the youngest two sisters of this family. I think the family had four children. Their older sister, who is by this time, you know, not even that old. I think she's like 20 at this time. The ones who can hear the cracking are Maggie and Kate. And their sister, Leah, is like, you know, you should come down to Rochester and live with me and we'll figure this whole thing out, because they're beginning to get a little notorious in their town. And people either think like, this is amazing, we have to see this, or this is the work of the devil.
Right.
And we have to deal with these girls in a way that it is just not good. And so they move down to Rochester. And from Rochester, I make fun of Rochester, but it actually is a big city. And especially at that time, it was a very influential city in American thinking. Susan B. Anthony lived in the area, Frederick Douglass. It's a pot town. And it's a stop on the Underground Railroad. And it's, you know, industrially, it's booming. So these girls start to offer sort of semi-private seances, what we'd now call seance, in their sister's home and expand out from there. And they catch the eye one particular big American writer, editor, who's Horace Greeley. And I think a lot of people are familiar with his famous catchphrase, which is go west, young man, and grow up with the country. Like he encouraged westward expansion. And he was a very radical thinker. He and his wife were into some alternative religions and all, you know, ideas. He was an ardent abolitionist and other involved in other progressive movements. And he is really, he really gets into the Fox sisters. Like, he is a big fan. He has a syndicated national column. And he is like, no, I totally believe them. Why would young ladies lie? And it sort of starts to ripple out from there. And other people become interested in mediumship and seance. And, you know, from there, it just sort of catches fire. And I think one thing I want to emphasize in re-examining it and sort of, and for a lot of people, this is the first they've heard of that, of this movement, is that, like, it sounds crazy now, and it sounds, you know, depending on how you feel about the occult, and we tend to lump that in as very fringy, but it is a, it's huge. It's a huge part of the public conversation at the time, and it was not just, you know, that one has their own Comic-Con equivalent.
Yeah.
It is huge. And it, you know, very serious people are, there are serious scientists who become involved.
Right.
And there are writers.
Truly was a movement.
It was a huge movement. And it was not universally, but it was attached to huge things like abolition and women's suffrage and temperance, which were huge national debates. It's one of those things, like, we want to view, you know, like, now we tend to put that, all that stuff off into to one side. But it's, you know, like, you have science or you have belief. And at that time, because of the way people's newness to certain technologies, there was not such an incredible iron wall between them.
Yeah. I think that era was a different time that we don't always, I think you think back 1800s, you think very conservative people, very religious people, but it was really a time where there was a lot of exploration going on. There were a lot, as you mentioned, religions popping up kind of right and left. A lot of people sort of experimenting with their beliefs. So the spiritualist movement kind of makes sense to me at that time. And then when you add in, like, the war and people wanting those connections.
Especially when you add in the war, because there is a tremendous death toll from the Civil War. Like, it was the largest singular loss of life America had ever seen. You know, including diseases and the War of 1812 and the Revolution. Like, we lost 2% of the American population, which I think the number is, that's like, imagine if 6 million people died. That radiates out because, you know, maybe it's not your son, but it's the neighbor boy. It's your nephew. It's, you know, it's, so it's a very, you know, that casts a very wide net. And so you have a lot of people dealing with grief or loss on a massive scale. And it's also technology. They are not the same things. I don't mean to, I am not making an exact equation here, but in the popular imagination, you were dealing with technologies, new technologies like telegraph and photograph. And these are, as people conceive of them, unseen forces. So I think for a lot of lay people, the next mental jump is, could technology prove my religious beliefs?
Mm-hmm.
Or my, you know, my belief in that, you know, could it capture spirits? They don't know, so they wonder. And it's, spiritualism is absolutely the right meeting of time and movement. So for a long time, it was a massive, very widely held movement. And I, you know, I have my own beliefs. I'm honest about that. But, like, I think for my purposes, I kind of put aside the idea, like, but could, you know, like, is mediumship real? I, for my purposes, as a, you know, looking at it as a historical lens, I'm like, kind of doesn't matter. It kind of doesn't matter if it's real or not. It matters that this is what American women, not all women, you know, there were definitely a great number of men involved as well, but, like, this movement was hugely important to American women, and it's important to remember that.
And speaking of if it was real or not, Fox sisters really do fascinate me because they were young and they lived out in the middle of nowhere, like you said, and they're having these things happen. Do you think that was fabricated? Because it kind of seems to me maybe the basis started in reality. There really was something happening. I don't know.
I am a skeptic. I'm a skeptic, but not a jerk about it. Like, it's how I describe myself. Like, I am not here to, like, smack people's candy out of their hand. You know, be like, you're wrong. Because I read a review and it stuck with me for a couple days where it's like, she's not cynical enough. And I'm like, oy.
I tell you, I don't read comments. I shouldn't.
And my agent is like, for God's sake, stop it, Elise. Those are crazy people. My best friend, who's also a writer, is like, those people are crazy. So whatever.
Yeah, because you're never going to, no matter what you do.
No, you're never going to, and not everybody's going to love you. That's
and
just the way it is.
And people love to have an opinion these days, whether they need to chime in or not.
You know, and they may not pick up what you think is, you know, you think you've made a big point of. Anyway, not important, but, and that was in my head as I was, because I know some people are some very devoted cynics, and, you know, I'm like, this is not the level I'm writing at. I don't know. And even I go back and forth on their level of belief. And I often kind of compare them to Real Housewives or Kardashians, because there is a lot of internal family drama and it kind of becomes the family business.
Yeah, it really does.
And then when money is involved, that changes things.
That's why I kind of have always thought maybe it did start somewhere.
I'm not even sure. And Leah, who was like, she was a sister, but she was sort of also sort of the momager, remained a practicing spiritualist until she died. Like, she did not, you know, if she ever, her belief never flagged, even when, you know, she married moved to England and married another spiritualist. So she couldn't have been that. She couldn't have been that cynical about it or that calculating about it. Or she could have. It's entirely possible because she really ran a tight ship over there. And the other two,
really suffered for. Later in life, I think the two younger daughters, like, and there's some, it's sad kind of the way it all ended up. And you do get into that in the book. But I think that the girls came out and said, as adults, that it had been kind of smoke and mirrors.
What's kind of interesting to me too is by the time that Kate renounces it or Maggie renounces it, it's too late because the movement is so much bigger than them. And so I think true believers were like, well, maybe you're full of it, but I'm not. Mm-hmm. And so the truth of their abilities at a certain point almost doesn't matter. Because it is part of a larger context. Like, they renounce it, then they renounce their renouncing, and they, in the meantime, they are both in a world of hurt with custody issues for their children and drinking and poverty and just misery. The eldest sister has, like, dropped them like a hot potato and gone off. So it's a very... It's one of those things, like, it kind of almost doesn't matter. It depends on, you know, who's asking. But by the time they renounce it and then unrenounce their renouncing, people don't want to hear it because they're so invested in it, or they have their own, you know, they've had their own experiences instead of beliefs. So the women who started the movement in the U.S. and really popularized it, saying, it's, you know, we were fooling you all, almost has no effect on it. It keeps rolling without them.
There is another woman that you talk about in the book who I wasn't super familiar with, Victoria Woodhull.
Yes,
she was a powerhouse.
She's amazing. And she's a mixed bag of a person. Like, I get very hung up on, she was a eugenicist, and that is like, that's a lot to unpack. So putting that aside, she's an amazing figure. And I had heard her name because I remember when Hillary Clinton ran for president, people are like, she's the first woman who ran for president. And then other people were like, she's the second. And someone's like, no, she's actually, and then other voices were like, no, she's actually the third, which is true because before her was Shirley Chisholm. But before Shirley Chisholm was Victoria Woodhull. And the thing about Victoria Woodhull's run that was amazing is she didn't have the vote. It was illegal. It was in 1871. And even before she got to running for the presidency, she was kind of an amazing piece of work because she was raised in a family and the father was kind of like, his job was kind of con artist or insurance, you know, like he burned stuff down for insurance money. He had started her off as the child preacher, which I tend to doubt was out of absolute faith. The mother was very into an early form of spiritualism was into mesmerism. And, you know, there were a lot of kids in the family, notably her sister, Tennessee. And Victoria comes up through this. And at some point, she may or may not have been a sex worker. She certainly, you know, she may have been a blackmailer. Like, there's all sorts of weird stuff in her, sketchy stuff in her background. But by the time spiritualism comes around, like, she is ready for it. And she knew how to work the press before anyone else, mm-hmm. you know, and, you know, before most men were that savvy. And she was an operator, like, in a lot of ways. She married her first husband, and her first husband was, you know, a miserable drunk and, you know, just all sorts of issues. She didn't actually, I don't know that she actually married her second husband. Was more like a common law husband. It was Colonel Blood. And by the time he comes along, you know, she's also been in bad marriages and a bad marriage and, you know, has been dealing with men and their nonsense her whole life. Really, one of the things that caught on about her was she was preaching what was called free love. And we hear the phrase in the 21st century, free love, and we think, like, that is some kind of hippie, yeah, orgy, yeah, sexy times. It's not. I mean, it could be, but what she's talking about is, cast your mind back to the 1800s. Women couldn't vote. They couldn't own property. They couldn't go for higher education in most cases. You're a ward of your father until you're married, and then you're a ward of your husband. And if, you know, nobody did anything, domestic abuse was not a thing that anybody did anything about. Femicide, like all of these things, you are basically powerless. I sometimes point out, like when I'm lecturing or something, like public bathrooms for women didn't come up until like maybe the Civil War, when big cities get department stores. So just think about that for a second. Like, how far can you get from home if you're wearing a hoop skirt and pantalettes and, you know, all this stuff?
Yeah.
And like, so it, you know, it is just, we just don't think of what women are going to do with themselves out in public. And there are very few women to talk. They don't talk from pulpits. They don't talk, you know, they're certainly not in Congress. Free love is the idea, the then radical idea. You should marry someone you like, and not just your parents have foisted on you. And if it turns out he's a wife beating, you know, gambling drunk, you should be able to walk out the door and take your children. So really what she's talking about is agency and things like marriage. In her context, she's talking about birth control, and she's talking about divorce, you know, which at the time is very, which is unheard of. It's mm-hmm. unseemly. It's, you know, you really have to make a case for it. And even then, you're like, you know, well, he beat you. Did you die? You didn't die. So it's probably your fault anyway, you know. So that is very radical at the time. And I often bring up there was a cartoonist named Thomas Nash. And if you want an idea of how powerful Thomas Nash is, if I asked you to picture Santa Claus right now, you would be like, guy with a white beard and a red suit and white fur trim. That image comes from Thomas Nash. Like, he is an incredibly powerful public taste maker at the time. And he nicknames her Madam Satan because she's going to destroy the family. You know, women are just going to dump their husbands and abandon their kids and run off and take lovers, and it'll be Sodom and Gomorrah. So that is that's a blasphemy. It's insane. And that's what she's talking about when she's talking about free love, and that you are free to give and take away your love. Another thing about her I am immensely fascinated by was that she was the first woman to ever have her own brokerage on Wall Street.
That surprised me.
Yeah. And she chalked that up to spiritualism. She was the advisor to Commodore Vanderbilt, who was the richest guy in the U.S. And I love how she got her information. It is said, one of her biographers, and I tend to believe this, believe that she was, she asked sex workers, women who worked in brothels, to tip her off, because people tend to talk in front of sex workers like they're not there. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of friends who've been strippers and whatever, and they're like, oh yeah, you're totally furniture, and people talk, do business around you, and they think you're not listening. And so she would tip off women in high-end brothels, like, if you hear anything, let me know. And so she had sort of insider information on the market, because it was very common for wealthy men to visit these brothels. And so she would gather, you know, they were having a drink and a cigar and talking around the girls and just treating the girls like their wallpaper to be looked at, and they don't hear it. So she did really well. She did very well as a financier.
She's so interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because at that time, as you just pointed out, women had no power. And the fact, and didn't she have a newspaper, for lack of a better word?
It was, yeah, it was a newsletter. I mean, it was like a kid that it was sort of the equivalent of Goop or something. But yeah, she had a
kind of,
she had her own newspaper. I mean, it was, Americans read a lot in those days.
Exactly. And so she became quite powerful because she had that, because she had a platform. I mean, and so to me, there was very few opportunities a woman could get up and speak in front of people. And because they were background. So it's kind of like the spiritualist movement sort of gave her the platform too.
Yeah, I think it's amazing, just because for a lot of savvy women, like, they, and I am putting aside their abilities for a second, they saw a shot and they took it to be heard. And maybe that was to make, you know, they could be like Victoria Woolhall, and they were using it for money and influence and to call out hypocrisy. But there were, you know, other women like Nettie Colburn Maynard and Oxa Sprague, who were abolitionists, and they were using it to get their voice heard on why America should get out of the slavery business. So they saw this as an opportunity, and they didn't just practice quietly at home. They were out in the streets, you know, either marching with the suffragists, or they were having meetings. And it was an opportunity women didn't have up until that moment, and they were not going to miss it. And I talk a lot about, like, just where, you know, there were no public spaces for women. You know, we treated women almost like, you know, we know that Victorian saying about children should be seen and not heard. And we treated women much the same mm-hmm. way. you know, you were supposed to be a good wife and a mother, and that was supposed to be enough. And often women find that it is not. And so I think spiritualism gave a lot of women the opportunity to say, I have something to stand up inside their household, outside their household, in their communities, and declare, like, I have something that needs to be heard. And the interesting thing is that the women, they're not called psychics, they're not fortune tellers, they're not other things. They are mediums. And I think that word is important because mediums are just the vessel the voice comes through. It is the channel.
Mm-hmm.
So these women didn't have to credit themselves with having smart thoughts or political feelings. They're like, well, it's not me. It's the spirit that comes through me.
Yeah.
So it kind of gave a little bit of plausible deniability because, you know, I did a talk the other day and I was talking about Victoria Woodhull. She wasn't obviously not the first woman to cuss in public, but she stood up and she gave a speech in Boston and she spilled some tea about a celebrity preacher. But she's like, I was told I used naughty words. And it was just like, ladies didn't swear.
But it wasn't her.
You know,
her.
She could be like, it's not me. It's Demosthenes. He just comes through me. Her spirit guide was Demosthenes, the Greek philosopher. So it was this incredible opportunity. And, you know, if you were savvy and you had something that you felt needed to be said, it was a way to say it.
Right.
Yeah.
And I don't think we can talk about this whole movement without, I think the one thing that people probably do connect it with is the White House and Mary Todd Lincoln. And I think most people are familiar with her and doing seances in the White House. And, you know, I think you look back on it and go, oh, Mary Todd was crazy. And I do think there's some argument for that. I think she did have some issues. But
Mary, this is not to say Mary Todd Lincoln did not have problems. She totally did. She had some very weird behaviors. But I want to also add the context. And I think it's funny that, like, there's a whole new generation now whose experience with Mary Todd Lincoln is
Oh Mary.
Is Oh Mary, which I loved. It was hilarious.
I want to see it so bad. I really do.
You know, it's so good. And I heard, you know, there's been some chatter in New York about bringing in Miss Piggy to play Oh Mary. And I was just like, here's my money. Here's all of my money. Please take it. But it's a scream. And, you know, Cola Scola said that they forgot stuff. You know, in order to write it, they forgot stuff they knew about her. It's not, you know, there's no historical accuracy whatsoever, and it's campy and wonderful, but it is really easy to view Mary Todd Lincoln as a nutter. But I want to add some context to that because, like, her behavior was strange. And I want to add some context to that because I think we do that to historical women. We're like, well, she was nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, yeah, okay. Her behavior was not usual, but a couple of things. She had buried two sons by this point, in the White House. During her time in the White House, she has already lost two sons. The second of which is Willie, is like so devastating to her. She didn't even get out of bed for the funeral. She could not handle herself. She was, you know, in the darkest of places. And also she had had a head injury at some point. And may have had some kind of lesion or brain damage after that affected her behavior. So I kind of want to bracket everybody thinking she's crazy with, she was a person who had actual serious problems and we don't remember her that way. We remember her as kind of this loon. And the idea, like, if you did have depression, any kind of depression, and the kind of depression that grief sends you into, what can you do in 1860? Like, but, you know, what can you do during the Civil War? You know, there's no Prozac, there's no Freud even, like, there's nothing. You know, and even within your own social circle, we don't talk about these things. Like, so I think one of the things that about spiritualism that's very empowering to women is, like, grief is a real bastard. It really is strangling and horrible. And I think it gave them a way to do something about their grief, that they didn't have therapy, they didn't have wine moms, they didn't have anything that you would, you know, exercise, anything that you would go out and do these days to alleviate that suffering. This was it.
And that wraps up part one of our conversation with Ilyse S. Carter about her new book, When We Spoke to the Dead, How Ghosts Gave American Women Their Voice. If you'd like access to all of our episodes, including the archive and advance episodes, everything commercial free, become a Gravekeeper. Sign up on Apple Podcasts, or you could go to patreon.com/thegravetalks and find everything there all ad-free. I'm Carol Hughes, and for all of us here at The Grave Talks, thank you very much for listening.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at chumbacasino.com.
By law, 21 plus terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to chumbacasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Bubba Wallace from 2311 Racing. You know what feels like forever? Sitting on a plane waiting for takeoff. Good thing I've got Chumba Casino. With daily boosts and social casino games on tap, this is the kind of fun that makes time fly. Why not turbocharge your downtime? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
What's up, fools? Main Event Jey Uso here from the WWE. When it's just me between matches, it's day one-ish. And that means it's Chumba time. With hundreds of casino-style games and new titles arriving weekly, there's always something fresh to try at Chumba Casino. The daily boosts make it even more fun. And have me about to get them all during my downtime. Ready for a fun way to chill out and enjoy a few minutes for yourself? Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.